Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. We're talking about parties and invitations, and you need to be kind of specific with that. But Hope, I don't know that I've ever seen this listed on an invite.
But it sure would be nice.
I'm just saying that as I have more and more parties at my retirement property in my condo, that I will be putting these explicit times. Because there's a difference between saying you can come over at 6 o'clock and saying, we're going to eat at 6 o'clock. I come over at 6 o'clock. It's dinner time. You haven't even started cooking yet? Do you want me to die? I'll just die of starvation here. Like, I'd eat beforehand if I knew, hey, come at 6. We're not going to eat until 8. Fine. But then I get judged because I won't want to have a drink. They're like, you don't want to have a drink with dinner? I'm like, I'm on an empty stomach. Do you want me to be a lush?
I have a question, Miss Etiquette. Are there snacks involved? Because if there's plenty of snacks and hors d'oeuvres on the counter, I'll just dive into those and that'll be my dinner.
I mean, so if there's chips and guac, then you're just having chips and guac and then I'm all full and I can't eat any of the food that was just made. And then I look rude because I'm not eating dinner.
See, Billy, it's very hard.
It is
very
tough
hard to be me. I don't know how you haven't caught on that yet.
And then what is she supposed to do? No, it does make me crazy. But at this point in my life, the older you get, the more you'll realize who you know is never going to have dinner ready at the time that they start the party. Like, unfortunately, you've learned the hard way. My sister's one of them. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to sit here for 2 hours. Then we're not even going to eat. Then she'll start mashing the potatoes. And then, you know what I mean? And
Wendy
then you
invites,
have everybody in the kitchen going, can we help?
Yes.
Like, and she's like, no, I got it. I'm like, please let me help so we can eat.
You can deduce from a wedding invite what time you're going to eat. Because if it says party starts at 6, cocktail hour,
yeah,
blah, 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 then you know you're eating at like 7:15, 7:30.
Right.
Right. That should just be the standard.
But she has friends who invite her over that.
Maybe the friends are expecting you to help.
They don't have the hot food. Like my mom.
Yeah.
If you're going to her house, I don't know why she hates the idea of hors d'oeuvres. I don't know why. Probably because she doesn't want everyone filling up.
It's going to spoil your dinner.
So the minute you walk in the door, she's got foil coming off of plates, right? She's like, okay, everybody dig in. We're like, I haven't even set my purse down yet. She just wants you to eat.
Mama J and I are the same person. That's what I'm talking about.
Changes coming to our schools next year. It should be more in a coffee club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd.
Well, I mean, this in the fall.
In the fall.
Next school year, I should say. We got a state budget, people. Yeah, it's a month late, but we got it finally. And it includes a $37 billion investment in our schools. I just want to let you know, in a nutshell, how things are going to change for you as a parent. Or if your kid goes to public school, they are all K through 12. Schools will continue to receive free breakfast and free lunch at school. I think that's huge.
And that's for every kid.
That's for every kid in public school. Mine, of course, goes to a private. So we got to continue putting lunch money on there. But, you know, it's sometimes it's just tough to keep loading up that lunch card. And if you've ever been a kid who was out of lunch money, who got the cheese sandwich for lunch. Did you ever get that?
Yeah.
With the slice of cheese on there because
Well, that's what they do when you didn't have lunch money, right? Yeah.
Everybody knew it too. Everybody knew. So you just wouldn't eat lunch, you know? We don't have to do, our kids don't have to worry about that. That's what does my heart good. I know it's money. I'm not here to talk about taxes. I'm just here to talk about a kid not getting a cheese sandwich for lunch and getting a hot lunch like everybody else every single day and breakfast. So I like that. There's another thing changing in the fall. Just so you know, parents, be ready. Cell phones will be banned from all New York schools, from bell to bell. School districts are required to develop policies to enforce this decision. No phones from first bell to last bell in any New York schools. And that's starting in the fall. And I guess they're just leaving it up to districts to come up with some way. All right, guys, here's the rule. Good luck. Come up with some policy to make it happen.
Good luck enforcing that.
Good luck changing kids and changing the cell phones. If I were a kid in school,
I'd have my cell. I would be at my locker. I would check it at my locker. You know, when you're in there rummaging for your next book, for you look over your shoulder, you're checking your text messages.
And this is smartphones or like all phones. Like if a kid goes to Walmart and gets a burner phone and a gift card to pay minute by minute.
It's all phones.
It says just cell phones. Why would a kid go get a burner phone?
They now we're getting shady.
My house is all wired up with all that smart stuff. Hope's house? Not so much.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy, TJ, and Hope with us this morning.
Yeah, I got a dumb house, some might say.
It's not dumb. It's just not smart.
I keep getting ads on TikTok to buy a smart calendar, and I feel like I'm finally ready to maybe make the plunge into ridiculous tech gadgets that I don't need, because that's what all these smart things feel like to me.
Yeah.
So a smart calendar is like a TV on its side,
yes,
right? Like portrait a smaller style. TV. Yes.
On the wall, and you can like see your calendar for the day. It looks great for families where, you know, if you've got a lot of schedules, coordinating, they're all on there. But it's just mine. It's just the idea of being able to like look at me like, oh, here's my day today.
You do.
Which I could do from my phone.
Yeah, but you do get joy out of being organized. Like I could see that with you. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get that kind of joy visually from a smart speaker. Like, this is going to be
here's my
the
day,
time she
and then
pulls
it's like,
the trigger.
Good morning, Hope. Today, you have an appointment at 7:55.
Like that. That would be boring.
Yeah.
No, she wants a visual.
She wants the visual, the big whole screen on the wall.
I keep getting ads. And now, because I started looking at some of them, I just keep getting served more and more.
It's going to happen.
My concern is that there's so many things that you buy and then it's like, oh, now that you bought it, it's $6 a month to keep running it.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that to me. Remember the good old days? You bought a CD-ROM for your computer and it was a one-time purchase. I just want a one-time purchase. Don't make me pay.
TJ, remember the day when she said she was going out to pet a dog And we were both like, she's getting that dog and bringing it home.
Yeah.
How long until this calendar's on her wall?
She's already clearing a spot on her wall. Her Rochester pictures are all moved to the side.
I am
making way for her new smart screen.
All in digital. I mean, we use all Google stuff here at work. So the calendar is tied into the email and you can make an email a task. It's super easy. But I so want to be in the paper world and have the spiral bound calendar where you write stuff down. And, you know, I've tried it so many times and I never follow through with it.
I've got one in my bag. I feel better having a physical paper calendar on me. There's nothing, doesn't tell you anything about what I got to do today. Sitting there with 900 blank pages in it, but I have it.
I think I can beat that. I bought one off of TikTok like you did that was supposed to be a daily organizer that had a little corner for tasks and your calendar and your, you know, your wish list and stuff like that. Your
you
daily
were like,
motivated
finally,
thing.
My life is going to be together.
Guess how long it's been on my desk at home? A year and a half. Still in the cellophane. B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, Hope, TJ, we got some country music news here on WBEE. Luke Combs headlined Stagecoach on Sunday. But after his set was done, he wasn't done. He actually had one more thing that he had to do. He had to sing at the end of the night with the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Luke hit up the late night stage with the 90s heartthrobs to sing their most famous song, I Want It That Way.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't
yeah. And
the
let me tell you, I watched
crazy.
The video. They did go crazy, but that was a lot of like man dancing, if that makes sense to you. There was a lot of pointing.
Did he dance?
He swayed, but so does Backstreet Boys. They didn't dance. They did a lot of like pointing up in the balcony.
Gotcha.
And then they do that bang on their chest, their bang on their heart.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I mean it that way. And then they did a lot of pointing, so good. It was all very good.
I don't see Luke Combs as the kind of guy that would be out there doing choreographed dance moves.
No, just a lot of pointing.
Jelly Roll, we've talked a lot about his weight loss mission over the past year or so. He explained his whole thought process recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy asked him, how much weight have you already lost? He's approaching 200 pounds.
I would guess that,
and if you want to see him in real time, he's on American Idol. He looks like a totally different human being.
He does.
And he seems happy. He seems light on his feet. He's dancing a lot more than I've ever seen him, you know, jumping around. He says, I would guess I've lost an entire Jimmy Kimmel. What's the secret? He says, I've been thinking about ways to make it sound cool, but I can't. I'm eating a lot of protein, vegetables, and walking. That's what I'm doing.
Now, when he first started this journey, it took a while for you to start seeing anything, I thought.
Now it's drastic.
And then all of a sudden, it just like, boom. Everything started dropping. Yeah.
Jimmy asked him, what's your final number? Where do you want to end up? And Jelly's response was, in order to do all the fun stuff in life, you have to be under 250. I want to skydive, ride a roller coaster. I want to ride a bull. I want to wrestle an alligator. What is he talking about?
Ride a bull?
He's got a list of things to do. So he's still got a little ways to go. But no doubt in my mind, he's going to crush it. And happy birthday to Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson turns 92 years old today. He just put out his 77th solo album this week, and you can catch him at the Outlaw Music Festival later this summer. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Turnpike Troubadours, and the Red Clay Strays, Friday, August 8th, out at Darien Lake.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.